Two secrets Jesus revealed to Mary Magdalene and how the 12 disciples reacted. The story of Mary Magdalene in the New Testament is both mysterious and profound. She played a significant role in Jesus' life and ministry. Many stories depict her as someone deeply loved and trusted by Jesus. One unique part of her story is the revelation of two profound secrets that Jesus shared with her alone. These secrets have fascinated believers for centuries and sparked many debates about the nature of their relationship and the significance of her role. In this narrative, we'll explore these secrets in detail and how they impacted not just Mary, but also the 12 disciples, who reacted in ways that shaped early Christian thought. Mary Magdalene, a brief background. Mary Magdalene is one of the most famous figures in the New Testament. Despite being known mainly for her encounter with the risen Jesus, Mary's story is much deeper. She is often mistaken for the sinful woman who anoints Jesus' feet, but the Gospels present her as a devoted follower of Christ. Jesus cast out 7 demons from her, Luke 8:2, and after that, she became one of his closest disciples, following him throughout his ministry. Mary Magdalene's loyalty extended beyond Jesus' death on the cross. She was present at his crucifixion and burial, and most importantly, she was the first to witness the resurrection, a distinction that suggests Jesus considered her uniquely worthy of receiving his most intimate revelations. Secret 1: The Mysteries of the Kingdom of God. One of the secrets Jesus shared with Mary Magdalene was about the deeper mysteries of the Kingdom of God. While Jesus often spoke in parables to the crowds and gave the disciples teachings about the kingdom, he reserved certain spiritual insights for Mary alone. This revelation could have included more detailed explanations of the parables he had shared with the public. For example, when Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God being like a mustard seed or yeast, he might have provided Mary with a fuller understanding of these parables, perhaps explaining how the kingdom grows invisibly within the hearts of believers, transforming them from the inside out. Jesus might have also disclosed to Mary the eternal nature of the kingdom, revealing that it exists beyond the physical world and in the spiritual realm. This insight would be vital for Mary to comprehend that the kingdom of God is not limited to Israel or the political landscape of the time, but is an all-encompassing spiritual reality that transforms lives and societies from within. When Mary received this secret, she realized that the message Jesus brought was much more than political liberation or social reform. The kingdom was an internal transformation, a movement that would spread like fire through love and faith. This profound revelation made Mary more committed to the mission of Jesus, but it also set her apart from the other disciples, who were still grappling with more practical concerns about Jesus' mission. Secret 2: The Resurrection and the Afterlife. The second secret Jesus revealed to Mary Magdalene was about the nature of his resurrection and what happens after death. This was a deeply spiritual and mystical secret that Jesus shared with her in private. While Jesus had told the disciples on several occasions that he would rise from the dead, Matthew 16:21, their understanding was limited. They were confused and often misunderstood his words as metaphorical or as referring to some distant future event. But Jesus, understanding Mary Magdalene's spiritual sensitivity, explained to her what would happen after his death in clear terms. He revealed to her that his resurrection was not merely a return to physical life, but a transformation into a new, glorified form. Jesus explained that through his resurrection, he would conquer death and open the way for eternal life for all who believe. This wasn't just about a future resurrection at the end of time, but a new reality that began with him. Jesus might have explained to Mary that his resurrection was proof that death no longer had power over those who believed in him. Death, Jesus told her, was not the end, but a doorway to eternal communion with God. This knowledge helped Mary understand why Jesus was willing to face the cross. He was showing the world that life and love transcend death. Moreover, Jesus could have revealed to her the true nature of heaven and the spiritual realms beyond human comprehension. He might have explained the different levels of heaven, the roles of angels, and how believers would be reunited with God after death. This was not a typical teaching Jesus shared with the crowds, as it required deep spiritual insight to comprehend. Mary's role as the messenger of these secrets. After receiving these profound revelations, Mary Magdalene was burdened with the task of sharing them with the other disciples. This was not an easy task, as it meant that she would be stepping into a leadership role among the disciples, who were mostly men and who might not fully trust her words or authority. When Jesus was resurrected, the first person he appeared to was Mary Magdalene. This event alone was significant because it confirmed her unique role in Jesus' ministry. In John 20:17-18, Jesus tells her to go and tell the disciples that he is alive. Mary, overwhelmed with joy and awe, goes to the disciples and proclaims, "I have seen the Lord." This was a momentous occasion because Mary became the first person to witness and proclaim the resurrection of Christ, a role that gave her the unofficial title of the Apostle to the Apostles. The disciples' reactions to Mary Magdalene's message. The reactions of the 12 disciples to Mary's message were mixed. The Gospels indicate that when Mary told them about the resurrection, some of the disciples doubted her. Mark 16:11. They could not comprehend that Jesus had chosen to reveal himself to a woman first, especially since women were often not regarded as reliable witnesses in the culture of the time. Heed Peter and John's response. Peter and John had a different reaction from the other disciples. After hearing Mary's message, they rushed to the tomb to see for themselves. John 20:3-10 describes how Peter and John raced to the tomb and found it empty, with the burial clothes neatly folded. While they did not see Jesus at that moment, the empty tomb confirmed that Mary's words were true. Yet even Peter and John, who were closer to Mary than some of the other disciples, struggled to understand the full meaning of Jesus' resurrection and the secrets he had shared with Mary. The implications of the resurrection, that death had been conquered, that a new reality had begun, were difficult for them to grasp. Thomas's doubt. One of the most well-known reactions came from Thomas, one of the 12 disciples. When the other disciples told him that they had seen Jesus alive, Thomas refused to believe it. He famously said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." John 20:25. Where Thomas's doubt highlights the challenges the disciples faced in understanding the resurrection. For them, the idea that Jesus had risen from the dead was so radical that even seeing an empty tomb was not enough to convince them. When Jesus later appeared to Thomas and invited him to touch his wounds, Thomas's faith was restored, and he proclaimed, "My Lord and my God." John 20:28. This incident revealed that even the disciples, who had been closest to Jesus, needed physical proof of his resurrection. In other disciples of skepticism. Several of the other disciples also struggled with skepticism. In Luke 24:10-11, when Mary Magdalene and the other women told the disciples about the resurrection, the disciples dismissed their words as nonsense. This reaction is significant because it shows how deeply ingrained cultural biases were against women's testimonies. The skepticism of the disciples wasn't just about the resurrection. It was also about the authority of Mary Magdalene. Her role as the first witness to the risen Christ challenged the traditional male leadership of the group. It took time for the disciples to accept that Jesus had chosen Mary to reveal his resurrection, and this tension would continue to affect the early Christian community. Conclusion: the significance of the two secrets. The secrets Jesus shared with Mary Magdalene were deeply transformative. The mysteries of the kingdom of God and the truth of the resurrection were profound revelations that required great spiritual understanding. By revealing these secrets to Mary, Jesus was showing that the kingdom of God was for everyone, regardless of gender, and that true understanding of his message came from spiritual insight, not social status. Mary's unique role in the resurrection story highlights the importance of faith, devotion, and spiritual insight. Although the disciples initially struggled to accept her message, her unwavering faith became a cornerstone of the early church's understanding of the resurrection. In the end, the two secrets Jesus revealed to Mary Magdalene opened the door to a deeper comprehension of God's plan for humanity. They allowed believers to move beyond a physical understanding of Jesus' mission to embrace a spiritual vision of life, death, and eternal communion with God. Though the disciples initially reacted with doubt and skepticism, They eventually came to understand and believe in the resurrection. Mary Magdalene's faith and perseverance were vital in helping them reach this point of belief. The story of Mary Magdalene and the two secrets continues to inspire believers today, reminding them of the importance of faith, spiritual insight, and the courage to proclaim the truth even when others doubt.